Yannick Hansen now joining us, former Vancouver Canuck, teammate of Bo Horvat, and analyst here for us through the course of the playoffs. Thanks for this, Yannick. How are you?
Yeah, no problem. I'm good. Thank you. How are you guys?
We're doing well,
staying
man.
Dry.
Yeah, staying dry, staying out of the rain right now. We're talking about Bo, and you know, it, just kind of looking back at the playoffs and just how good he was. But you know, let's take it back to his rookie year and when you were teammates. I mean, what was your first impressions of Bo Horvat?
Very quiet, guy. Obviously coming in, but kind of let his work ethic shine through. It might not have been the first year, but by the second year he showed up in the gym, he was pushing some of the strongest guys in the gym. You could see that he had that drive to want to be better, whether it was, like I said, in the gym or on the ice, but quiet determination to wanting to get better, wanting to be, if not the best, then compete against them.
Yannick, watching him play now, what do you think is his biggest area improvement since then?
A 200-foot game. Like you guys mentioned, when I played with him, we were more in a defensive role. He was a fourth-line center between me and myself and Dorsett. We'd come in, crash and bang, obviously don't get scored on, create some momentum and stuff like that. And he's kind of like transitioned through that to where now he's that pivotal number two center you want behind your lead offensive guy who takes all the tough matchups, seeing all the tough oppositions, and still has to compete, contribute, and tilt the ice in the right way.
Now, in the playoffs, you know, he scores the 10 goals. I mean, the rate of scoring isn't something that's maybe repeatable because he'd be like a 50-plus goal guy. But you know, are there elements of his game that you saw in the playoffs, like where he took it to another level that you can see him sustaining moving forward?
It's always hard to sustain because the playoff is different. It's a certain amount of games. It's easy to get yourself dialed up for every single one of them. It's hard to do through 82 games. That's where a lot of skill, a lot of guys will rely a little bit more on skill than determination. Getting those points and those goals you guys are talking about, but Bo definitely has it. Whether or not he can turn it on in the same way as he did in the playoffs, we'll have to wait and see. But again, like I said, it's very hard to play with that drive through 82 games. We always talk about when you're playing games, you want to be consistent. Everybody can play a good NHL game. Everybody can play 10. Whether or not you can play 60, 70 games, that's what separates the good players from the great players. The ones that are good, always, it doesn't matter if you're feeling bad, your legs aren't there, puck's bouncing the wrong way, you're still finding a way to be a positive out there. And that's really what it comes down to when you're talking about a player like Bo. Is he just, we're not talking about whether or not he's good, we're talking about whether or not he's going to be great. And that's what he's got to find. He's got to find a way to be very good on bad nights. And that's really what it'll boil down to now, because we've seen what he can do. Now we want more. And that's always the crap that there is. Like when you see something, you want it. You don't want it here and there. You want it every single time. So he puts more pressure on himself. But like I said, he's a guy who wants it. And again, it'll be fun to see not just him, but how that team matures going forward. Here, a lot of young guys who had their first taste. I'm sure they're itching to get back on the ice now and kind of build on what they did last season.
You're listening to Reach Deeper, joined by Yannick Hansen here on Sportsnet 650. Yannick, that move that he pulled off a couple of times where he goes through the neutral zone with speed, kind of lowers that shoulder, and the classic bull rush. If you're a winger and you're stuck on that side or you're a defenseman, how difficult is it to deal with that when he's going full speed?
If you're a forward, you got to turn around and skate. Like, the forwards can't skate backwards the way. So it's that simple. I think one of them was a forward, and that wasn't even fair. The one that impressed me was when he went around the defenseman, because it's very hard in today's NHL to beat guys one-on-one. Guys are so good on their skates, or I'm talking defensemen, of course, here, so good with their stick that beating them, there's a number of guys who does it on a regular basis, obviously McDavid being one. But these guys have something extra. Most guys chip and chase, get it in deep, don't turn it over. But like I said, he has that combination of size and power and speed. So not only can he get by with skill, when he's by, you're not going to be able to pull him down, get some weight on him, push him off his feet. He's so strong as well. So it's obviously a great combination. And when he gets going like that, look out.
You know, one thing about Bo that we constantly talk about is his line mates. And through the years, you know, it's kind of just a revolving door. And it looks like that might be the case again this year. Is it, you think it's hard for Bo like that to see where his ceiling is if he's constantly trying to make it work with guys he's not used to playing with, or, you know, just a band-aid type of solutions as the season goes along?
So now we're getting into a little more, I'd almost throw this into a salary cap area, because this is where we were talking about the great players, the players that command the respect, the money. They got to find a way to make it work with whoever they get put with. There's a reason they get paid, and it's to lift the players around them. It's to carry their line, it's to drive possession. Obviously, it's easier if you're playing with the same guys for an extended period of time, regardless of who they are. And the better you click and so forth. But when you're getting paid, you got to find a way to make it work, regardless of who you're playing with, whether it's a rookie, a 10-year vet, a guy who makes $1 million, a guy who makes $8 million. You've got to find a way to be a positive influence out there. You got to find a way to tilt the ice. And again, Bo being a center, it's a little easier because you don't have to rely on a center to get you the puck as a winger, or move the puck out of the neutral zone and stuff like that. He can kind of do that by himself, but again, he will be relied on for that. Like I mentioned earlier, he is the number two center. Petey will get his preferred line mates. That's how it always is. And then the guy behind will kind of get what sifts through, or who's going, or wherever the coach feel like matchup is important for that night. So Bo is in a little tougher position in that way that I'm sure Greener is looking a little bit too. Who are we seeing tonight? What do we need Bo to contribute out there? Does he need to play against McDavid all night? Okay, maybe he needs some more defensive-minded guys. Is this a night where we need Bo to contribute offensively a little more? Petey might get shut down. We're going to put a little more offense on him. And that's where chemistry, knowing your teammates, being able to play with whoever that gets thrown on your line is so important for teams. And again, I mentioned salary cap because you can't just pick and choose anymore. Guys get paid, and sometimes it's just who's left.
Yeah, it's not about only picking up your game, but it's also about picking up those teammates and those line mates as well. Great insight from Yannick Hansen. He's talking about the expectations for Bo Horvat and how you elevate that game. We got your former teammate Eddie Lack as a Tuesday regular on our show, Yannick. And I know goalies are different, and we know Eddie definitely is.
Make sure I don't call in on a Tuesday then.
All right. Well, he's calling in later on today, but hit us up with an Eddie Lack story, because I'm sure there's you've got to have one Eddie Lack story. He's an interesting character.
Yeah, he is. No, I had the pleasure of sitting next to Eddie, and I was probably very hard on him, if you ask him. Like, Eddie is very cheerful, very happy, biggest smile on his face every single day. And that's just the way it is. I'm sure that how he endeared himself to fans and media, because I think up until him, goalies had a tough go in Vancouver, but he kind of switched that and people loved him. Like, he was honest, communicating. You came in, he wanted to chat, not just about game, about anything. And again, he wanted to spread that cheer. I remember he was pulling into the parking garage around Christmas, and he got those antlers on his car. I don't think I've seen a player do that before either. But again, it's just like, he always a smile on his face, chatty. Didn't matter who it was or whatever it was, always willing to sit down and listen and again, have a good chat.
He did say you were quite hard on him.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
His job was to get you the scores from around the league in the intermissions. And, he had to remember them all in his head and know which Danish guys were scoring around the league as well. And apparently you always told him that Schneider was smarter than him and could remember
it. Yeah, he had a tough luck there because Corey sat next to me as well, college guy, and he would come in, he'd have scores, who's scoring, assists, breakdown. And Corey also knew all the guys that I wanted updates about from around the league, where Eddie just sat down like a blank slate and came back. And I think the first time he had a piece of paper and he'd written down the scores on and he gave them to me. So it's like it was a work in progress, but he got better as it went along. And then obviously once he started taking over, it wasn't his job anymore.
Oh, that's awesome. Yannick, really appreciate your time as always. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.